The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is a review of The Nut Job 2. It's written by Monica Castillo of the New York Times. The animated film, The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, features fluffy creatures and not much else. The jokes are thin, the computer animation is wanting, and the inane plot is a series of set pieces strung together. The critters, led by a dour squirrel named Surly, voiced by Will Arnett, are in danger of losing their city park home thanks to an egomaniacal mayor, voiced by Bobby Moynihan, with a Texas accent, who plans to build a shoddy amusement park over the sanctioned greenscape. You don't need to see the first Nutjob movie to follow the sequel's nonsensical plot and the script's preference for bottom-shelf puns. The film's mean-spirited tone picks on both creatures and humans, like construction workers for being illiterate, animals almost too dumb to survive, and the wicked rich. Apart from Mr. Arnett's Surly, no other animal gets more than a few scraps of screen time, including Jackie Chan as the leader of a Chinatown mice gang and Bobby Cannavale as a dim-witted pup. Surly's relationship with his love interest, Andy, played by Katherine Hagel, plays out like a goofus and gallant comic strip in which he does things the easy way while she moralizes about the importance of hard work and coddles Surly through his tantrums. Director Cal Brunker, previously a storyboard artist for Despicable Me, does not bring the warmth of that movie to this effort. Mr. Brunker, who wrote the script with five other people, fashions Nut Job 2 as its own dull amusement park ride where slapdash animation, a dismal story, and a score by Hayter Pereira, repeated ad infinitum, makes for few thrills. The runtime on this movie is an hour and 31 minutes. Once again, it's directed by Cal Brunker. It stars the voices of Will Arnett, Katherine Hagel, Maya Rudolph, Jackie Chan, and Isabella Moner. It's an animation adventure comedy, and it is rated PG.